Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave McCarty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Guardado. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Sehgi. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The DH, Sherman Abando. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Fernando Valenzuela. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rabule hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McLemore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mack. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McLemore moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McLemore scores. Devereaux moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hammonds hits a fly ball into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Devereaux tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sehgi hits a pop-up into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Winfield goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCarty hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. It's Twins, 2, Orioles, 2. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McCarty moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sherman Obando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Obando hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards third. Rabule reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Winfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a pop-up towards first. Seghe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rebule fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valenzuela fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherman Obando is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Obando is 0-for-1 in the game. Obando strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to third. McLemore moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mack, who is chasing the ball. Devereaux reaches third base with a triple. Hewlett scores. McLemore scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken is walked intentionally. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rebule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rebule hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabiule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abando is 0-for-2 in the game. Abando hits a fly ball into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Trombley now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McLemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears has Anderson trapped. There's the throw to Webster and back over to Mears, who tags Anderson for the out. McLemore moves to third. Devereaux moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken is walked intentionally. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. McLemore scores. Devereaux moves to third. Ripken moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to home to get Devereaux. Ripken moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-3 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harbeck. Ripken scores. Hoyles scores. Hammonds moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Orioles. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernardo Brito pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brito hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chip Hale now playing third base. Mike Hartley now pitching. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abando is 0-for-3 in the game. Abando strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McLemore is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Winfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first, with Valenzuela covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.